Hey everyone, it's Monday, and 1 Corinthians chapter 4 is our chapter for today, and I think verse 2 is really interesting today as we start out. It says, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." So if God has given us a trust, if God has given us an inheritance or a kingdom, then it is important that we do the right thing with it, that we are good stewards with it. So Paul starts today by talking to the Corinthians about faithfulness and about God judging the human heart. He then gives a reminder to be humble with what God has given us. And then he talks about feeling like he and the apostles are like the condemned people whom the Romans would throw to the lions or to the gladiators. He takes several verses to talk about the persecution that they endured and that they would continue to endure for following Christ. And then he ends with another reminder to be humble, scolding those who had become arrogant. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Isn't one of the things in the list of things that people say about Christians is that they're judgmental and arrogant? I want to read verse 5 to you. It says, "Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God." So he makes clear here that God will bring to light what is hidden and he will expose the motives of the heart. And then if we jump down to verse 7, it says, "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" So again, going back to the trust or the inheritance that God has given us. We've been given that trust. We're to be proven faithful. Now, there's this whole argument in Christian circles. There are people who will misquote the Bible about judging others, about judgment, and people will just throw out the words, "Judge not lest you be judged." They'll go all King James on you, and they'll say you're not supposed to judge that. But here's where I kind of want to have you think a little bit about today. Are we not to judge sin? Now, we are not, God did not give us, thank goodness, the responsibility of being the judge of others, of us condemning people. And so often, Christians are guilty of judging others, condemning others, only to see those people through a miraculous change of heart come to know Jesus. And so we need to always leave room for that. I know it's so easy to look at someone, to look at the bad fruit that their life brings about, the hurt that they've done to others. And it's real easy to say, God can't change them. They'll never change. Well, God can change anyone, but it comes back to that thing we call free will. In order for somebody to be changed, they have to be willing to accept God's plan for their life. And so let's just be really careful to prove ourselves faithful. It's important that we do judge sin. In that I mean, it's important that we call sin, sin. It's important now as much as ever for Christians to stand up for truth, to stand on God's word, and not to fold to pressure. But it's important that we not do it out of arrogance. We don't do it with a heart condition that says we are better than someone. We need to judge sin. We need to call judgment out on sin. But it's not our job to condemn people. That's God's job, to save people and to condemn people. I'm glad he doesn't give us that responsibility, but I think it's real easy for us to act as if he does. So think about that today as you read 1 Corinthians chapter 4.